the great Lebo Mathosa has performed, of course, on The Masked Singer Season 2. Masked Singer South Africa Season 2. Celeste Nduli, the latest Masked Singer to be unveiled.
Yeah.
One of the things I thought about is there are some lyrics to this song that I heard for the first time because of how you sang it.
It is such a beautiful song.
It's a great song.
It is, even lyrics, it's such a beautiful song. The fact that I got to dance with it in my life with Lebo Mathosa, it holds such beautiful memories. I was telling Anita the story that, like, listen, when I was started working at the call center, I had my job. I got hired, but then I was invited to a Christmas party and function.
Yeah.
But I had not started my shift.
Yes.
So no one knew me. Then I attended the party. It happened that Lebo Mathosa was hired to perform.
To be the performer, yes.
Got drunk, performed with her on stage. The next day I got on my shift. Everyone was like, "Aren't you the backing dancer?"
The background vocalist.
Lebo Mathosa has always held such a special memory for me.
Listen, I mean, one of the things I loved about what they've done with The Masked Singer is they've really got quality stars.
Oh, yeah.
People who've achieved great things in their own careers. Last week we were talking to Ntati Moshesh. Today we've got you. You're a comedian, successful in that arena, but also, of course, an actor and just doing so many things. What did it mean for you to take part in this?
I wanted to be part of it even last year in the first season. When I saw it, I was like, "Aibo!"
And then we went out too early.
Why me?
We went out too early.
It was unfair for us.
They robbed us.
And you entertained us.
Should we go to the IEC?
We should.
Go to the Constitutional Court.
You lead that. So yeah, it was.
Call Advocate Dalimbo.
Well, are we gonna win it? So it was fun, man. It was fun. That's the only reason I did it. Sometimes I think we get caught up on stuff we need to do, the money, the businesses. Yeah. It just took, this show takes you back to why we're even in this space. It is so much fun.
And it's building a momentum because with each season, everyone says, "Oh, I want to go. I want to do it. I want to be a part of
it." For me, it's like wearing a mascot on its own. Like, do you understand? Some of us, we started there because those are the hustling jobs, to wear a mascot and make people laugh and blah, blah, blah. But to wear it because it's fun. You don't understand. The fun part was what drew me to the show.
What surprised you?
What? The costumes are heavy.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for that. Oh my God, my head. I was like, "Oh Lord, now I know." Wow. They were heavy and I sweated a lot because obviously, and I was hoping it's going to help me with my losing weight.
Did people in your family, in your close circle, did anyone have any idea that it was you?
Not in my, because luckily I was approached by, there was no one I was with in my house. So it was easy for me not to tell anyone. So it was not a call that I got when I was with someone.
And the detectives, how did you respond to them?
The detectives, I love the fact that Pop-Ups and Skumba couldn't. They had no idea it's me. And it's because they knew I was away. So they knew it couldn't be me.
Right.
Even if their mind wanted to think it's me, but they...
The scheduling, they thought it to say it's out not of the me. Country.
And I just shot the day I came in. I landed, I took a shower and I went back. I went to the show. So they didn't know. So me, I was like, "I went, now you know me too well." I didn't like how
that
he
voice,
exposed
but it's
me
the
in
voice.
5 seconds. Like, that voice.
It's
and
that
also,
voice.
It's what I was worried about. I was like, "Yo, my voice." You know, when I'm in the shops in some island, people are like, "I hate the voice." I'm like, even how I laugh, I was like, "Okay, this one's going to, you know, give it away."
Tell me, Celeste, if you weren't a comedian, if you weren't an actor, what would you be doing?
I wanted to be in politics so badly.
No.
Yeah. I studied history and of course the Gata and ANC thing when it was happening, my family was affected. Like, I felt it. I went through it with the family. But besides that, I was so taken by history so much.
Yeah.
The only reason is just I didn't know. I don't know whether my points didn't work out, whatever. But whenever I tried, what do I do with history? Because, you know, political science and stuff like that. And I was like, and some people said, "Well, you won't be able to be a politician. You're too nice."
Also, I suppose your jokes in real life are funny. Jokes in politics are really probably not, right? Some of us are sitting behind microphones like this one because we studied history. What's the biggest risk you've taken in your career?
is to move from KZN. Like literally, I was over 30, going for my 34 when I started Inspire, but I moved here when I was 33, and I left everything to just come here.
And you haven't looked
here.
Back.
No, and it was never only when I say that it was a big move, uncalculated whatsoever. It felt right in my gut. It didn't. I didn't have anything, but it was, you know, one of those things. I knew.
And sometimes that's all you need, right? Mm. It's got to feel right in your gut. Celeste Nduli, the beloved comedian and actor, the latest Masked Singer to be unveiled. It's so much fun. Do watch the show. There are big names. There are big stars.
And the repeat is on Thursday. If you missed the Saturday one on SABC 1 at 9, I want you to see me.
And we're talking to them every week. But yeah, I do think... It's called Dalimpofu after this.
Me and you should. If you say it in your voice.
Great stuff. Thank you. That you can take a bit of, humor at yourself as well. Oh, poke a bit of fun at yourself.
I love it. That's why I do
so,
roast.
So important.
I love laughing at myself.
702 Podcast. On PrimeMediaPlus.com.